Tibble's Nibbles always makes me so hungry.
You've got to have steak.
Don't eat rice in pubs.
Yeah, what, as in beef tallow.
Tibble's Nibbles. Wow, he loves his food.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Tibble's Nibbles Lockdown Edition. And we're going to be talking about burgers.
Oh.
What the feck is Tibble's Nibbles?
Tell us about your rules on burgers, Tibbs.
Well, I separate burgers into two different sections. I like to think of simple burgers and gourmet burgers. And for me, I don't particularly like gourmet burgers. Gourmet burgers are burgers with loads of weird stuff on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think if a burger... sometimes I quite like them if it's somewhere really nice. But I think if you need to hold your burger up with a cocktail stick or something in it to hold it upright, I'm not particularly interested. I like my burgers fairly simple. I like the beef flavour to come through with mm-hmm. the minimum of toppings. Mm-hmm. And then that then allows you to have some nice sides as well.
I absolutely agree. It's something that I started doing recently is just having cheeseburgers or a bacon cheeseburger.
Yes.
Because actually, I think when you get further down the menu, they're not as good.
Yes, that's definitely very true. And I do think sometimes there's creativity for creativity's sake. Mm. As well,
I once had a Rockefeller burger in the bar of the Young Vic.
Is this going to make me angry?
Possibly. it had a deep fried oyster on it,
right?
And Rockefeller sauce, which is some kind of white yucky sauce. It wasn't nice.
I can imagine that was not great.
No,
I mean sometimes you have to admire people's ingenuity and creativity whilst not necessarily eating what they suggested you have.
I did once go to a food market festival place in Canada Water.
Okay, yeah.
And I can't remember the name of the company, but it was a wonderful burger. It was an Elvis burger. This very much goes against what we've just said, but it was very strange, but very nice. It was essentially a double patty.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful patty.
And that's the key, though, isn't it? I think sometimes is you can get away with a lot if the burger itself is strong enough.
Yeah, yeah. But then they put a caramel wafer on it, peanut butter,
right.
And jam.
That is crazy.
It sounds horrid, but oh my God, it was good.
Yeah.
I had to share it. I couldn't eat a whole one. It was very, very sweet.
That's just your weakness, isn't it?
It was very, very sweet, but I did really enjoy that.
If we deconstruct a burger, so a burger essentially has got to be a bun of some description, the meat, mm-hmm. ground meat, mm-hmm. sauces of some description,
yep.
and toppings. Mm-hmm. And I like to think of these as integral toppings and optional toppings.
Okay.
We'll separate them into two.
More of that later, I guess.
More of that later.
Okay.
And basically, that's your burger. So in terms of the overall, I do feel that you should be able to pick up a burger and eat it from top to bottom without having to deconstruct it.
Mm.
Though I have watched you deconstruct burgers and eat them layer at a time, which gives me enormous amounts of rage.
Yeah, but I quite like doing that.
I know. I think you do it just to wind me up.
No, I don't. I do it because I like it, but the fact it winds you up doesn't stop me doing it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Of the bun materials,
I like a plain seeded bun.
Okay.
I know the fashion is for brioche.
Yes.
I don't really like brioche.
See, I quite like the taste of brioche, and I think the sweetness goes quite well, but I have strong views on this, and I think I probably don't like brioche for a different reason to you, is that it never survives the eating process.
Yeah, the integrity, the structure of it isn't very good, is it?
Basically, I think the dough is too short, which means that it doesn't have the sort of the gluten fibers to hold it all together. So that by the, you know, particularly if you've got a nice, juicy burger, I was going to use the word greasy, which is how they should be, but people don't really like to talk about that sort of stuff anymore.
Greasy in a good way.
Greasy in a good way. Juicy burger. Mm. Then, yeah, it disintegrates by the time you get to the end of the burger.
Yeah, that's rubbish.
The one thing that I do envy the Americans for is they do seem to have quite a few different buns that we don't really get over here in the UK.
Okay, do tell.
Things like buns made of potato bread, which is not really a thing. I mean, you get potato bread on Scottish fried breakfast. Usually you get a potato scone. But that's basically the only time when I would actually see potato bread really in the UK as opposed to Ireland, where I think it's probably more common.
So what's that like on a burger then?
I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever had it, but I've seen videos and films of it, and it certainly seems to give it a sturdiness that I think a burger needs. I've tried making burgers with crusty rolls. It doesn't work. What do you think about floury baps? I know one of my friends has got very strong views about doesn't like to have floury baps.
Sorry.
Do you need to take a minute?
Yeah, I need a second. I'm not sure I have an opinion. That's fine. I don't mind a floury bap.
Toasted or untoasted?
I think it needs to be slightly toasted so that again, it's about the integrity of the burger and it holding together, isn't it? Only the side that is touching the ingredients.
Yes. Yeah. I have to say, when I make burgers at home, I do quite like frying the bread in the pan that the burgers have been cooked in. I think adds a nice dimension of extra flavor, which is quite good. In terms of meat, I've homemade burgers made with like really aged mince.
Like a bit that you've left in the back of the fridge for a while.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I think it's probably left in the back of the butcher's cabinet for a bit long. that wasn't great, I have to say. And I'm not sure that I can quite taste the difference or the benefit really of that sort of super aging.
Is it like a steak, you know, is it sort of a bit floury, a bit gamey?
Yeah, it definitely gets a little bit cheesier, but not really enough that you could massively taste it over everything else that was going on.
Yeah.
And then we go on to the optional versus non-optional, or not the additions, and I look upon sort of cheese and bacon as being the standard additions.
Yeah, and I, for me, both of them. I like the saltiness that the bacon gives, and I like the flavour of a decent bit of cheese on there.
And any particular view on types of cheese?
I tend to use a bit of sort of cheap cheddar in a lot of ways. I don't really like the burger slices.
Yes.
A bit of Red Leicester's quite good for melting onto a burger. Other than that, no, not really.
Yeah, because I find sometimes that you can, if you get into some of the more outlandish cheeses, it can take away from the beef burger itself, which I think should be the star. And I think that's probably where, if we go back to the start, why I prefer simple burgers over the more gourmet burgers.
Oh, I do like a goat cheese burger.
Okay.
That's probably, again, an exception to the rule, but there's something really nice about the umami nature of goat cheese melted onto the burger. I mean, it can be quite a taste sensation, in fact.
Taste sensation.
I know.
Yeah, but that's one of those ones where a lot of people don't like goat cheese full stop, I think. But I had a burger once that had...
Sorry to stop you there, Tim. I always like the fact that people who don't like goat cheese go, oh, it tastes a bit goaty.
Yes.
I'm just like, well, how do they know?
Well, maybe they've licked a goat. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. What does a goat taste like? I'm not eating that cheese. It's a bit goaty.
The one that I had, actually, that I was very excited to have, and then when I had it, I was a bit disappointed, was I had one with reblochon on it, you know, which is the one that they have the big wheel of cheese and then they sort of toast it by the fire and then sort of scrape it off.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's a really nice theatrical piece because they did it at the table and all this sort of stuff. The problem that you have there is that reblochon is such a strong cheese that it just completely overwhelmed everything else. And I think that goes too far the other way in terms of providing a statement. I tend not to like bacon on my burgers. I find it takes away a little bit from the overall beef burger. I'd rather have a bacon sandwich and a burger separately. The other problem I find with bacon is it has to be properly cooked, and a lot of places don't quite manage that.
Not crispy enough, you mean?
Well, that's the problem. I think it goes two ways. You either don't cook it crispy enough so that when you bite in, you take like most of the slice of bacon with you, or you cook it too much and it's super crispy and then it shatters and doesn't stay in the burger because it's in like 9 million pieces.
I like the extra saltiness. And in fact, if I'm making burgers at home, I will actually put bacon into the burger mix sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
But especially if you're going to get steak mince, it kind of adds a little bit more flavour and fat to the mince, which, as you said earlier, makes it more juicy and tasty, I think.
Yeah, 100%. And then we come on to salad, which I sort of vacillate back and forward about whether this stuff's needed. I probably don't really put it in at home, but...
Oh, I like a bit of lettuce.
A bit of lettuce?
Yeah, a bit of lettuce, maybe a little bit of onion, maybe a slice of tomato.
Yeah. Anything else? I mean, those are the sort of the classic three, aren't they?
I like a gherkin if I've got it.
Yeah.
I'm very much a gherkins in kind of guy.
Yes. Actually, I must confess, when I go to places where you can specify, I tend to say extra gherkins. Jalapenos?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like a bit of spice. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of a jalapeno on a burger.
Yeah, just a small amount. I think not too much for me. It definitely adds a little bit extra sometimes. But most other things, I think you're sort of almost into gourmet territory.
If I'm making a burger at home, I don't go that far.
Yeah.
And I also stick to mayonnaise, ketchup, and mustard.
Yes, on my burger. All three.
I like all three. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to put the mayonnaise on the bottom,
yes,
then put the lettuce,
yes,
then put the tomato,
yes,
burger goes on top, obviously melted cheese, mm-hmm, maybe a bit of bacon, and then it's a mustard and ketchup mix on top of that.
Okay. And then do you have any particular brands that you like, or is it just whatever you've got in the cupboard?
I tend to go with the premium brands of, you know, so mayo is Hellmann's,
yep,
ketchup is Heinz,
yeah,
and I think I've got some of that French's yellow mustard.
Okay, yeah. So American mustard rather than.
Oh, absolutely. I actually don't like English mustard.
Yeah,
like I said, I love spice. I love chili, but my ability to deal with mustard is very weak.
So you wouldn't put Dijon mustard.
I'm not sure a burger is a Dijon mustard kind of food.
Yeah. That's a fair point.
Tell you the one thing that revolutionized me cooking burgers at home,
yeah,
is when you told me about the smash method for,
yes,
making the burger. Honestly, if you're going to make burgers at home, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, so the way I learned this, I think I learned this from a website called Serious Eats. And if you want to disappear down a food prep hole, Serious Eats website is a good place to start. Basically, you buy mince from the butchers, or you do your own mincing if you've got the right equipment. And then you
do your own mincing.
Do your own mincing.
So I just put an image in my mind of something.
It involved John Inman by any chance?
Yeah, a bit like that.
Well, you can do your own mincing at home if you like. You know, whatever you do in the freedom of your own home is up to you. What you do is you make your burgers, you make it into a ball, essentially. And then you get the pan nice and hot, and then you have a big spatula. You might need to use two hands just to squish it down. But basically what you do is, you don't really salt and pepper it, or at least I don't salt and pepper it on the bottom, but you put the ball in the pan and then you squash it as hard as you can into the pan to get as much contact as you can.
I use a combination of a spatula and a masher.
Yes, that's actually really good. A lot of people suggest doing that. If you can find a spatula without holes in it, that makes life quite a lot easier. Cheese on the top and then cover it.
Yeah, I cover it. Yeah, cover to melt the cheese.
And then that,
yeah,
melts the cheese. And then by the time you've done that, then the other side, you wind up with a really nice crispy burger. Mm. It's fairly loose but still holds together, and it tastes fantastic.
Yeah, and my son will only eat burgers that I cook. He won't eat any other burgers. Write down your top five burger restaurants.
Yeah,
and then let's have a chat about that.
Mm.
Oh.
Tibbles Nibbles always makes me so hungry.
You've got to have steak.
Don't eat rice in pubs.
Yeah, well, as in beef tallow. You had to leave your shoe behind the bar.
Crackling shouldn't be blocking.
Oh, and pies.
There we go. That's what this podcast is about. We are telling the listeners.
Tibbles Nibbles. Wow, he loves his food.
I'm interested to see what you've got on your list and whether we've got any similarities. I think what we've both done, isn't it? We've written five of our,
yes,
favourites, and then we've written a hate list of two each.
Yes.
Should we, yeah, do the hate list first?
No, I think we should do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 first. And I think we should name our 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and see where we get to.
Do fives first. What's, yes, what's your fifth place, Mr. Tibble? Da 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 da.
Okay, be careful. Not too long. We have to pay royalties on that.
Not off.
At number five for me is Burger and Beyond.
I've got it on my list as well, but, yeah, it's not in fifth. Okay.
So Burger and Beyond, for those of you who don't know, started as a pop-up. There's a few of them now. They've got a bricks and mortar place in Shoreditch, but they started as a pop-up. I saw them a few times at the place in Canada Water that whose name always escapes me. And there's now one in Camden Market, which is fantastic because that's literally 5 minutes walk from me.
Oh, there's a Burger and Beyond in Camden?
Yeah, there's one.
What are we doing here right now?
In the Kip Market. And I've got a feeling it's closed.
Oh, shit, we're not allowed outside, are we?
No, we're not. No, we're not. We're stuck in here.
Yeah.
But there is one there. I go there fairly regularly, actually, to have the burger, and I think it's excellent. What I like, I definitely like the quality of the meat. They do the smash burger technique, as far as I'm aware, which I think does make a difference. And I always find it's cooked the same every time, which I think is always important. There are a couple of places that I've been to where it's not good because you're never quite sure how it's going to come out.
I'm a big fan of Burger and Beyond. Obviously, a little, yeah, bit more of a fan than you are. Because
we'll come back up to that. Well, you can tell me your opinion when we get to it on yours.
Mm.
And they do a really good, simple cheeseburger. which I think is what they need. So that's my fight. What's my fifth? What's your fifth?
You're gonna you're not gonna like this. My fifth place is Mackey's. I absolutely love a McDonald's.
Ah, you see, I understand that. So tell me what you like about McDonald's and why you like it.
I like the double cheeseburger. I think the ratio of meat to, you know, buns and things.
Yes.
And this is where I also think where I like my the ketchup mustard combo.
Yes. Is this where this grew up from? Because I think so. Most people had. I didn't actually eat a McDonald's until I was well into my late teens.
I reckon I wasn't far off. I mean, Worcester was a little bit backwards. I mean, they had a KFC about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
People were fighting each other for popcorn.
It's a six-hour queue, I think someone said.
Six-hour queue.
Despite the fact you could drive 20 minutes up to Redditch where they'd had one for like 15 years. But anyway,
yeah.
I guess.
I'm pretty sure they had a proper fist fight over some popcorn chicken as well.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. But you see, my mum would never let us go to McDonald's. We were allowed to very occasionally go to Vikingburg. But anyway, we're off track onto McDonald's.
I just think they put something in the food that makes it addictive. I absolutely love a McDonald's. Mm. A Big Mac. And that's where you get annoyed because I can only eat a Big Mac layer by layer.
And it's listeners, if you ever meet Stu, go to a McDonald's and buy him a Big Mac and watch him eat it. It's an absolute travesty against nature. You should be in Geneva for war crimes.
Sometimes I'll order two burgers and I'll eat one properly and one in my special layaway. But it's nice. I like
You're such
that.
An awful human being.
fifth place for me, McDonald's.
Yeah.
I still never had any of their special offer burgers.
Okay.
You know, they're kind of limited edition. Yeah, apart from the big Big Mac, which again, I didn't really love. Well, I liked it.
Yeah.
But I would prefer two Big Macs instead.
The
Mega Mac they do in Germany is quite good.
Which is
is four. So it's like it's a double patty.
Yes.
Double patty. So it's four burgers.
They used to do that on the McDonald's on Hilton Road in Worcester. I seem to remember bringing back a load of those back to my place at one point.
Before Deliveroo.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is I don't consider McDonald's a burger place. This is going to sound really weird.
It does, because, I mean, it is, isn't it?
It is literally a burger place.
Yeah.
But if I'm in the mood for a burger, I don't go to McDonald's. If I'm in mood for a McDonald's, I'll go to McDonald's. And for me, that's two separate eating occasions.
No, I understand the logic there. I don't think, I want a burger tonight, I'll go to McDonald's. I just really like McDonald's.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm walking past, it's like, what about that time we went off and did some karaoke in South End?
Yes.
And we stopped and had a couple of Mega Mac. No, what was it? The double quarter pounders. They
yes.
were quite good.
Yeah, no, that was very good.
They were good.
The other thing I do find is that McDonald's is very useful when you're doing keto.
Mm.
Where what I'll often do is order two double cheeseburgers without the bun,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then turn one upside down on top of the other,
mm-hmm.
and then essentially you've got a single double cheeseburger where the buns are actually more meat.
And me eating a Big Mac layer by layer is disgusting, is it? I mean, watching you do that is the worst effing things I've ever seen any human do.
But it tastes really good. And it's
who was that? Who was that guy back in the 90s? Did he date Kerry Katona? It's when the Atkins was sort of first out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he always used to go to Burger King and
yes.
have a double Whopper and, you know, just lose the bread.
Yeah, no, I think that's something that definitely works. So number four. So you can do four this time.
All right, I'll reveal my number four. Meat Liquor.
Yes. It's on my list as well.
I've got I like meat. I mean, we've eaten a ridiculous number of burgers in Meat Liquor.
In one sitting? Yeah. I think, what did we manage? Four each? Was it four each or five each?
I think it was nearer five, yeah.
Yeah, I wobbled.
And one of those was a chicken burger.
Yes. Well, we haven't talked about chicken burgers.
No.
I was kind of saving that because I kind of put them in a different category because
it's not a minced
something pushed into a patty.
Yeah, but I do think their chicken burger is pretty good.
Yes, it is. Maybe we should do another episode on chicken burgers.
What I like about Meat Liquor
is,
A, they send me vouchers every so often to get 10% off, which is great.
Or half price sometimes. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, yeah. And so I like that.
Bless them.
Makes me feel special, and then they get lots of my money that way. So,
yes.
You know, as a marketing strategy, I think it works well.
Good wings as well.
Yeah, really good. And onion rings.
Onion, yes.
Oh my God, their onion rings are incredible.
I don't think I've ever had better onion rings.
No.
I'll say that.
No. To the point where it made me want to try and cook onion rings like every day.
And you
a
did
week.
A good job, to be
fair.
Yeah.
But I was inspired by Meat Liquor.
Yes.
I don't like the hippie sauce, though, which I know is what their is their thing, isn't
yes.
it? The hippie. I don't really like it. It's too buttery, really, mm-hmm. for me. Keep it simple. Their cheeseburger, their yes. bacon cheeseburger, I think, is absolutely superb. And you know what? I mean, on a different day, in a different, you know, different feeling, I might put that higher.
Yeah.
You know, if it's on your list, either you've nailed it at number four and we're the same, or it's slightly higher. But, you know, I think actually any of my top five could be in a slightly different order.
On time of day, how recently you've been.
Exactly, exactly.
So that's your four. My number four, I think, is a place where you haven't been. I've been threatening to take you. Mm. And I definitely were going to go pre-lockdown.
Yeah.
Is Bibendum. Bibendum is probably the only out-and-out crazy posh place on my list. Mm. For those of you who don't know, it's a two Michelin star place by South Ken Station, I think. The head chef or exec chef, Claude Bossy, put a burger on his menu, and it's quite possibly one of the single greatest achievements I think I've eaten. You know, there's only one burger.
So what's so good about it?
Everything. It's just one of those things where it's everything's just taken to the sort of the next level.
Mm.
So the bun is light and fluffy, yet it holds together when you eat it. The meat, as you can imagine, is the absolute best quality. There are mushrooms on it, but the mushrooms are fried in Guinness.
I thought you were going to say ghee then, but yeah, go on.
I mean, that's how I cook my mushrooms. But but yeah, no, it's fried in Guinness. I'm not sure what the cheese is, but it's definitely, I don't think it's goat's cheese, but it's definitely a bit goaty.
Mm.
So that's goats. One of the things you would like. And then it's got bacon, which normally I'm a bit ambivalent about. I genuinely don't know how they do it, but they cook the bacon so that it basically bite through. Mm-hmm. And it's perfectly bite through. So you bite through it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't shatter. It doesn't pull out. It doesn't do anything. It's just there.
Go on then. How much is the burger?
I think I paid $12.50 for that. Ooh. And frites.
Now you surprised me. I thought you were going to be. I thought it was going to be at least twice that.
Exactly.
And I was going to make some.
Was it £12 or £16? However much it was, I went, that is way more reasonable than it should have been.
That's decent.
Yeah. That no, it was really very decent. Good. And I have to say, the best steak frites I've ever had, you know, like the proper French frites. Mm. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Well, as you would expect, I guess, from a double Michelin star restaurant.
Exactly. Mm. And so I think it's only, we went there in the week. I went there with a friend of mine, and we went during the week and sat sort of in the front conservatory, and it was mm-hmm. fantastic. I think they only do it on a Saturday now for lunch. Whenever it is, I want to go back and try it again because I was absolutely blown away by it. I thought it was magnificent.
Go on then, keep talking, Mr. T. Number three.
So number three, we're back to meat liquor.
Okay.
So meat liquor is my number three.
Yeah.
I think probably because of the choice, mm-hmm. it's really great value even when you go there at full price.
Yeah.
But I still think, I mean, given that how many times we go there last year on a half price or buy one, get one free? Like two or three times,
Two or three times, yeah.
You know, which is often enough to absolutely cement my loyalty to the place.
Yeah.
Other reasons that I like it, I don't really like to talk decor too much because I try not to think that it's too important, but I like the fact that it's a bit chaotic.
Yeah, a bit anarchic. I don't know whether they're all the same. I mean, I've only ever been to the one in Islington.
Yeah.
But that's very kind of punky, rundown, corrugated iron, weird lighting, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I like that a lot. Yeah. Good beer selection as well.
It is a good beer. Although I don't think I've ever drunk in there. Every time I go there, I'm either driving or I'm deciding that it's Monday night and I should be not drunk.
Yeah, yeah, that's very unlikely.
Mm.
And they have a decent non-beer beer selection as well, which is really good. And as you say, everything else on the menu is really good as well. The chili I really like as well. The hot dogs are good. I think they use Big Apple hot dogs there, so it's not surprising that they're good. But the chili that they put on the top is superlative.
Yeah, their chili burger is nice as well, for the same reason.
Yeah.
All right, my number three.
Yeah.
We're going a little bit more mainstream. I put Five Guys down.
I had Five Guys on my top five, and it was just edged out by Burger and Beyond because I just remembered it.
I love Five Guys.
I do as well.
I mean, all right, it's not cheap. You know, when you're comparing it to, say, Mackey's.
Yes.
But, and I always have the same thing. I see, their bacon's good. It's nice and crispy. Mm-hmm. It does shatter a bit, but it's quite thin, so it doesn't annoy you.
Yes.
It doesn't annoy me anyway. So bacon burger all the way, which means all of their trimmings on it.
Yes.
Then I will add off the specialist section, I will have jalapenos and hot sauce on top of everything else.
Okay.
And I think it's wonderful. Mm. And of course, if you're low carbing, they'll do it in a tray for you.
Yes.
I normally push the boat out and have a an extra patty. So I have a triple stack, yes, but without the bread. And they kind of give you all the pots of sauce and everything to put on top of it. Yeah. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And I think it's got that slightly smoky, slightly charry kind of flavour to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan. The fries are okay, but to be honest, I quite like the fact they have peanuts out and you can just sort of help yourself to the peanuts, yes, and things.
Yeah.
It's not cheap, like I said. It's probably about the same sort of price as your two Michelin star, yeah, restaurant, actually. In fact, if I have a burger shaped hole that needs filling, you know you're going to get something half decent at Five Guys.
Yes. It's sort of the posh McDonald's in that way, isn't it? Where, yeah, you know exactly what you're going to get. You turn up, you know what you're going to have before you walk in. I seem to remember seeing a statistic actually that said that I think something like 75 or 80% of McDonald's shoppers know what they're going to order before they even walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, Five Guys is the same. The other thing I like in Five Guys is the hot dog.
Yeah, I've not had it, but I've had friends who have, yeah.
Yeah, I'll sometimes go there. There's one they opened up in Camden a little while ago, and if I want a hot dog, you can't really get good hot dogs in many places in that way.
What about that guy who's outside Holborn Station at about 11 o'clock at night with, yeah, a massive sausage in
it? I'm not sure I've ever seen him, but maybe you're talking about a different guy. I have to say, I was a bit disappointed because I can delivery from there, and for some reason they've taken the hot dogs off the menu but added on the spicy fries. Weird. I don't quite know what's happening now. I really hope they put the hot dogs back on and I'll order to save me from actually ever leaving my house again.
Yeah.
Five Guys, I'm definitely with you on that. I also like the mix your own drinks machine.
Is it a bit style over content?
A little bit, but I like adding cherry to everything.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everything's better with cherry. Plus the fact that you can get, you know, one drink and you can drink like, I don't know, how many of those can you drink before you start sloshing? I get about four before I start feeling ill.
Two, I think, max.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely get my money's worth on the on the machine now. I'm sure they make a fairly decent profit on that. So that's three. So what's your number two?
So my number two is Lucky Chip.
Ah, snap. Yeah. I've got that as my number two as well.
Okay,
so
great.
So we can talk about that at the same time.
And the only time I went was with you. And I just was blown away by it. I don't know where it is now, but then it was in a pub in sort of Kentish Town. No, Top End of Camden towards Kentish.
Yeah,
Town?
No, Top End of Camden towards Chalk Farm. What's now what used to be Barfly, what's now the Assembly, I think it's called.
Okay.
That's been taken over by Nanny Bill's, which is in my honourable mentions. I quite like Nanny Bill's. I used to go there pretty much once a month, sometimes more often, depending as to how hungry I was. It's, what, 4 or 5 minute walk from here, I think. So much so that they knew me because I literally used to walk in as they opened.
I don't know what makes it so good, but it just tasted really good.
I think it's just carefully cooked, simple, well made, and that's kind of what makes it really nice, is that they don't overcomplicate anything.
And of course, it seemed to have sort of a movie theme to it, in the fact that, yes, the burgers all sort of had some kind of movie reference or named after a movie. I like the Royale with cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
That was what we're talking about. Just keep it nice and simple. Nice cheeseburger, done.
Yes.
They did do a spicy one that I quite liked as well.
Yes, they did. And the wings are good as well.
The Holy F sauce.
Yeah, I see. I don't like that sauce.
Oh, I love it. There's a pizza place near me that do it. They're dipping your crusts in that.
Oh no, it's too much for me. I'm not really a spicy, and I think you're not really a spicy person. But that's the thing, is there's almost not a lot to say about Lucky Chip because it is so simple but so good.
Yep.
And so you just sort of go, well, I just like it, and it just tastes good, and that's almost the biggest compliment that you can pay it.
And it's also hard to have one. You have to have, you know. Because it tastes so nice, you order another one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I do anyway.
I think my standard order was the cheeseburger, the fries, the chili fries, or whatever the spicy fries were that they did, and a side of wings, and that filled me up nicely.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. It's a great place. So here we are, building it up to drum roll. I feel like mine's already been mentioned, so my thunder's been stolen slightly. So I'm going to say that my number one was Burger and Beyond.
Yes.
Because I remember it just being fantastic. When me, you and Jules went, sort of when it was on the opening? I think we went when it opened.
We did. We went on the half price and we just ate a truly, truly absurd amount. And it was amazing.
I ate my way through their menu. And again, though, however, realised that their double stack cheeseburger is probably the best thing on the menu.
It is, and I think it is pretty much everywhere. And it's almost where you order the cheeseburger just to test somewhere out.
I think I might know what your number one is, and I haven't looked at your list either.
No, I'm sure you do, because I talk about it a lot.
Does it begin with an H?
No.
Ooh. Is it the one that do the smash burgers?
Yes.
I don't like it. Okay, come on, come on, come on.
Well, we can talk about
cut this bit out. Let's build it up, build it up, build it up. Number one is?
Number one for me is Dip and Flip.
Mm.
Which, there's a couple of reasons why I like it. Number one is they do smash burgers. I find they do really nice crispy burgers that taste great. The other reason I like it is it comes with gravy. And I love dipping my burgers in gravy.
The gravy is nice. I'll give you that. I just, it left me cold. I went to the one in Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Just looking for something to eat. Didn't really know much about it. Just thought, oh, I'll try it. The burger was all right.
Yeah.
I didn't actually order the burger. Taro did. And I finished his off because he didn't eat it all.
Yeah.
I didn't cook it. I had a lamb sub.
Yeah.
With gravy, which was all right. But I, yeah, I didn't think it was amazing, but fair enough.
No, I have to say, I don't have... I've had a couple of times the dipped sandwich, which I guess is their half of their name.
Mm.
And I must confess, I'm not a huge fan of sliced meat on buns. You know, I much prefer to have a burger, but I do like... There are two things that I particularly like on their menu. One is the double cheeseburger,
yeah,
which I think is amazing, and I love it. And I love being able to dip it in gravy, and then... When I went there on a date once, and I made her look away as I drank the gravy out of the little tub. I did get a second date, so obviously it wasn't too bad.
That's because if you hadn't made her look away, there's no way she would have.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I really like the... Well, it's not really poutine because it's not made with cheese curds, but it's basically chips, cheese and gravy that they do with mozzarella.
Yep.
And that's absolutely fantastic. But I love that place. I used to go there quite a lot. Bearing in mind I live in Camden, I used to travel all the way down to Brixton to eat it. Mm. I understand actually that the Brixton one and I think the Wimbledon one have closed. Now I need to go to somewhere in Clapham, I think, where the original one is. That was where I went to the first time. I got put onto it by a friend of mine. Thank you, Adrian, for pointing that place out to me because that's given me many happy burgers.
Oh.
What the feck is Tibbles Nibbles?
Hate list.
Yes.
Name your two.
And they, should we gonna do two? Or we gonna do one at a time.
Just name them both. I'll name both of mine, and then we'll just.
Well, you see
them
now.
Off.
Now that I've got my hate list, I'm now thinking of more. All and right. There's some that just genuinely offend me. One was the worst burger I've ever had,
which is
Belushi's. I must confess, I don't know what I was thinking when I went in there thinking that it was gonna. Well, to be fair, they had a sign outside. They went the best burger in Camden. I went, well, Camden's got quite a few decent burger places.
Yeah, I mean, I remember you taking me to Hache back in the day.
Yes,
that was good.
Yeah, yeah, Hache is on my honorable mentions. What came out of the kitchen? Well, I mean, it was a shriveled hockey puck of a burger, and it was absolutely. I mean, I was too British to get my money back, but I really should have done because it was absolutely appalling.
On my hate list for the very same reason is Byron.
Yes.
I've never had a good burger in Byron.
They were the OGs. They were the original sort of gourmet burger place. I mean, apart from Burger Pitch,
well,
who were also on my hate list.
Yeah, it's on my hate list as well. GDK. Well, absolute arse. Just horrid.
Comedy Leaning Tower Burgers.
Absolutely horrid.
Anything you have to deconstruct before you put it in your mouth is not a burger. Byron, back in the day, when they first started, when they were like the original posh burger place, was really good. Their jalapeno burger was excellent. Was really, really, really good. Just this right side of too hot. And a really nice burger. And then once they got the, whatever it was, the development money from whatever investor came in and they started wanting their money,
I just think
quality just went straight downhill.
I've been twice.
Right.
And was disappointed both times to the point where I actually wish I'd gone to McDonald's instead.
Yeah. Okay, that's a fair point.
And that is one time where I've sat there and gone, a double cheeseburger is better than this £20 plate of food in front of me.
Yeah, yeah. No, Byron went downhill noticeably.
Byron, the burger place for people that don't like burgers.
Dude, that should be their tagline.
That's what I think it is. Yeah.
Well, if they change it to that, then you can get your money.
You know, the kind of person that goes like, oh, you know, I don't want to go to Five Guys because, you know, it's not on a plate and it's, you know, well, I'm not spending that much money for takeaway food.
For something that comes in a paper bag.
Yeah. It's like, no, all the time. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, 100%.
Oh.
Tibbles Nibbles always makes me so hungry.
You've got to have steak.
Don't eat rice and pubs.
Yeah, well, as in beef tallow.
Tibbles Nibbles. Wow, he loves his food.
Crazy burgers that you've eaten?
I think Hache do some really left-field burgers. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I love them and why I go. The other good thing is because it's a bit posher, it's a good date place.
Okay.
You know, if you want to go and eat a burger at a date, you know, and you actually want someone with like, you know, decent tables and you're not risking sharing a table with a bunch of other people or things arrive presented nicely. Hash Hay is a really great place to go.
If anyone wants to go on a date with Mr. Tibble, then please leave it in the comments. Slide into his DMs on Instagram. You can watch the man drink gravy.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind a man that likes to drink gravy on a date, then...
I am the man for you.
Yeah, absolutely you are. Likewise, if you don't mind a guy who eats his Big Macs layer by layer, then yeah, do let us know. Two things I want to say before we wrap up. Firstly, again, another crazy burger I once had was at a place called Bird, which I know is predominantly a chicken place.
Yes, it is.
Maybe we should talk about chicken and chicken burgers on a different episode.
Yeah, no, I think we should.
It was at breakfast time. I'd been to Columbia Flower Market and was walking back. Didn't know anything about it. Just popped in with the family. And I had a chicken burger in a glazed ring donut.
Oh, you're talking my language.
I mean, it's, again, horrific, but oh my God, it was good.
I made it once. I made that once. What's called the Luther Burger, because apparently it was invented by the singer Luther Vandross, which is basically a bacon cheeseburger inside.
He's still alive, though, is he? Or no,
he's not.
He was big when he died.
He was a very large man indeed. Inside a Krispy Kreme donut. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I made it, and I ate it, and I hated myself. But it was, A, it was really good, and B, at some point, I am going to make that again, because it was spectacular.
Yeah, I think there are many reasons to hate you other than just eating a donut-based burger.
The key for anybody who wants to have a go at making that is cut side, fry the cut side down. You have to have the glazed bit in the middle, otherwise it doesn't work properly.
Okay.
But definitely do that, and it's horrible and amazing and wrong in so many ways.
And I was just thinking about a friend of mine, actually, who pub burgers.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, and he loves an egg on a burger. And I wondered what your opinions were on that.
I just think it's...
I think it's wrong, full stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I would really choose it. I don't think it's necessarily wrong. I wouldn't...
It makes me feel like it's sort of a cafe mixed grill with a kind of little, you know, dry burger, a bit of sausage egg on the side. It just sort of smacks of spoons to me.
Yeah, also, if I have an egg, I want to dip things in it. I don't want to have it, bite into it.
Nature's sauce.
Because I don't want to sort of bite into a burger and have it explode and either explode over me, because I'm a messy enough eater. As it is, I don't need any help on that. Or for it to go to waste and drip all over the plate, because the yolk's the best bit.
I mean, like I said, I think going back, it's what you said at the start with the, you know, you'd rather a bacon sandwich and a burger.
Yes.
Like, I think an egg should be on a bacon sandwich, not on a burger.
Yeah, bacon and egg sandwich, definitely. I'm with you. Sausage and egg as well. Anyway, let's talk about we'll talk about breakfast food another time.
That's another one as well.
That's another one to talk about. Loads of ideas for future episodes now. We were worried we were going to have too much to talk about, but I think it'll naturally come to us.
And I think we maybe should wrap this one up.
Oh.
What the feck is Tibble's Nibbles?
I appreciate that burgers is a very opinionated subject. So for those of you who are listening, please let us know. If we haven't mentioned your favourite burger place, please drop us some abuse. In the comments.
Yeah, it would be nice to know if people are actually listening to this, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter whether or not. I'm quite happily talking to the void. But also, if we haven't mentioned your favourite place, tell us what it is.
Yeah,
and I'll let you know whether I've tried it. I probably have, to be fair. I'm fairly well travelled when it comes to burgers in London.
The Big Matt at Hawksmoor.
The Big Matt at Hawksmoor, yes.
But the reason I didn't put that on my top five is because essentially it's a glorified Big Mac, and therefore the original should get the credit.
That's a fair point. I've only ever had it once, so I don't feel like I can really recommend it, having only been once. But, I mean, it's Hawksmoor at the end of the day. It's going to be good. So hopefully when things open, I've got a big long list of restaurants that I need to go and support, and I think Hawksmoor is definitely going to be one of them. Is there anything else that I haven't mentioned on my honourable mentions before we go? Blue's Kitchen does a really good burger as well.
Oh, it does, doesn't
just
it?
Just want to mention it. Blue's Kitchen is always one of those ones that sort of, because I think probably because I go there so regularly, it kind of almost doesn't, I don't think about it because it's sort of just part of what I do. Please check out the website, tibblenibbles.com. Message me, tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram at tibblenibblesblog.
Especially if you're female, under 60, with a pulse, and you don't mind watching a man eat gravy.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Feedback, as always, is welcome. Let me know what you think, and I look forward to speaking to you next time. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Tibble's Nibbles. The Amateur Food Review.